Well, you know you make me wanna shout, kick my heels up and shout.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Monday. That means Mondays with Sandy Williams and apparently Jackie Wilson, too. So, Sandy, Joe Biden wants an industrial renaissance. He can't do it without immigration reform. Intel plan microchip plant outside Columbus, Ohio, is the administration's poster child for reviving high-tech manufacturing, but failure to allow a small number of foreign-born doctorates to stay in the U.S. could cause the effort to fizzle. Johnstown, Ohio, just 15 minutes outside of downtown Columbus, the suburbs abruptly evaporate past a bizarre mix of soybean fields, sprawling office parks, and lonely clapboard churches. Let me just get to the crux of it, Sandy. We keep hearing everybody talking about bringing back the jobs, bringing back the jobs that made the middle class in this country, Democrats and Republicans. They're not bringing those. These corporations aren't coming. Donald Trump claimed that he was going to bring them back. Remember?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How many did he bring back?
Well, not too very many. I think the one thing about this article that might have some validity is Intel, which is a chip maker, and with this new legislation that's passed, there's $52 billion worth of government support and grants that are going to be fed into the chip industry for them to construct facilities in the United States to construct chips. So to the extent that the government feeds a bunch of money into a sector that makes it, in fact, cheaper for them to have a manufacturing plant in the United States, and in a circumstance in which with the productivity of chip facilities, the differential in wage, the wage structure won't make as much difference, or at least it won't outweigh the benefits that are derived from the grants they'll get from the federal government, then yes, it's realistic to think that there will be plenty of jobs made in the chip sector to fill out the factories that will be built as a result of the $52 billion of aid. Now, $52 billion, you know, we were just talking about Mount Pleasant. Yeah. That was, what, $3 billion of Wisconsin. So $3 billion, you know, whatever that is, a portion of 52. 52 isn't such a huge number, but it definitely will support providing incentives for a number of chip manufacturing facilities in the United States and those jobs. But that's not the stuff that an industrial renaissance is made out of. That's right. The stuff that a revival of the chip industry is made out of in the United States. And, you know, there's that $52 billion is part of $250 billion.
Right.
And some of that other $250 is probably aimed at other kinds of incentives for other kinds of manufacturing in the United States. Yes, with government incentives, it should be possible to create manufacturing in the United States that would be competitive with the decision, would create a competitive decision for a U.S. company as compared to building that same plant in India or China. And the main difference is the productivity in the plant in the United States sufficient to mean that the wage labor differential that exists between U.S. labor and Indian labor or Chinese labor does not cause the decision to have you move that plant to India or China because of the cost of transportation and what have you. But as you made the point off the air, some of these decisions to build plants in China and India and elsewhere is because those are huge markets. And you're building a motorcycle plant in India because you're going to sell one heck of a lot of motorcycles in India.
Right.
So,
yeah, so I mean, all those things, to constantly hear people talking about, you know, the fact that these, you know, the renaissance in industry in this country, and going back to the glory years, that's never going to happen again because of technology. And you look at the plants that they built, Amazon and those major plants that you see as you come down 43 and you see those plants, and when they went up, you thought, oh, there are going to be a lot of people in there.
Well, you know, those plants are really warehouses with automated warehouse facilities.
Right.
They're not plants. I mean, you can look at the German economy. Germany, what is it, 65 million people. It's a fraction of the United States, maybe a fifth in size. But it has a very vibrant economy, and it is a manufacturing economy, and it is premised on manufacturing the kinds of goods in which the cost of labor is not the most fundamental element of the cost for the product. And furthermore, the nature of the product means that it has a great deal of value attached to it that drives the price. So Germany has a very vibrant manufacturing economy. The United States could generate an economy that has far more legs to it. The problem with the U.S. economy today is that it's basically this service economy. You know, Amazon doesn't make things in the United States. It stores things in the United States, and it delivers things in the United States, and it extracts money from the U.S. economy for the profit of Amazon, but it isn't the kind of business that is the basis for an industrial renaissance.
So, Sandy, as we head towards the future,
Generac. We have companies in Milwaukee that are the kind of companies, Generac, Milwaukee Tool. There are a bunch of companies that are the type of companies that can manufacture in the United States and do manufacture in the United States and aren't particularly compelled to move their manufacturing plants elsewhere because of the overall value that's added to the process through manufacturing.
But Sandy, those are the exceptions, not the rule anymore. And the major manufacturing I think that people are looking for is parts of that manufacturing all over the nation where you can then lift up the people's standards of living. That's not coming back from what you can see, is it?
It really depends on the nature of the operation, you know. You go to Stuttgart, Germany, and you go to Germany, and you can travel around, and it's filled with manufacturing plants, Bosch, Siemens, these companies you and I can name that are continuing to manufacture in Germany because of the nature of what they make and the nature of how they make it. The United States has the potential, but we've got to stop basing our business model on minimum wage workers. Minimum wage workers are not high tech workers. Minimum wage workers are not highly trained workers by definition. And so, you know, we've gotten away from what, and maybe it was because the kind of workers we had at A. O. Smith, for instance, was not high tech labor, nor it was highly trained labor, but it was mass construction, the old industrial model, the Henry Ford kind of model.
So let's bring David from Mequon in. Hey, good morning, David. You say what?
Hey, good morning, Earl. Good morning, Sandy. Really quickly, in regards with Amazon, I do agree with Sandy that obviously it's obviously more of a service industry. However, I will say this with Amazon, they are willing to use new technologies that do have an impact, though, across the board as far as, you know, they are been using robots and automation and what have you. And there are companies that do make that in the United States that will transcend. When you look at the industrial sector, automation and artificial intelligence is definitely going to be more prevalent in the near future here. And the United States, really, people don't realize when you build a house in the United States, most of those components are manufactured in the United States. Carpeting, flooring, roofing, the wood and what have you, the cement, asphalt. There's a lot of different things that are still made here. The difference is the trinkety stuff that people buy at like Walmart and Dollar Tree and stuff, that's obviously made in China. But the bigger stuff is still predominantly made here. Maybe not to the levels like it used to be, but, boating, cars, RVs, all that stuff, is there's still quite a bit that's still made here.
Well, no, there's no question about it. There are lots of things that are made in the United States. The question is whether we can get ahead of the. For instance, artificial intelligence. China's ahead of America in terms of its development of the capacity for artificial intelligence, and so the United States economy. We need to make sure that the business models of our businesses are looking forward. Happily, that's part of the benefit of the market economy, is that businesses tend to be forward-looking and worry about where they should put their investments.
So, David, hang on a second. And we've got to go to a break. It's Monday. That means Mondays with Sandy Williams. We'll be right back.
Now, jump up and shout now.